Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code that I may assist you?
13146.
Thank you. 1 minute for me, please. Thank you for your patience. 1 minute, please.
Mm-hmm.
And repeat that zip code for me, please.
13146.
Thank you. I have a little bit of a delay here, so thank you for your patience.
Mm-hmm.
Your first and last name, please.
Oh, my question is, my credit card was used for your company, and I didn't order anything.
It's my pleasure to help. So we're just a third-party call center. We work on behalf of the companies and the brands, and when their customers call, we assist. So I would need your zip code, your name, and confirming your address in order for me to give out personal information.
Okay, it's Mary Swarthout.
Okay, 1 minute, please. And your shipping address, please, Ms. Mary?
3313 Allen Road, Savannah, New York, 13146.
Okay, I'm going to confirm your information now. Okay, I do see the order here canceled. It is for the... It's a contest entry. This order came by a contest entry. It's the Meal Planner app. It goes on the phone where people are getting information on health and fitness to curve.
I don't even have that on my thing. And they charged my credit card $59.89. I just argued with my credit card company because I disputed it. And my credit card company come back and told me that it was denied that I'd made the purchase. I did not make the purchase. And you just said it was canceled and I didn't receive anything.
So I repeat.
And I don't have an app on my phone either.
Yeah, so this is an app and you would have had to download it, but you would have been sent an email to be told about downloading it.
I didn't get nothing.
Okay, so at this point now, you disputed it with your bank, but your bank...
It was a Walmart credit card, and I disputed it on 4/4, and they sent me a letter back saying that they paid you $59.89, and it was I had made the purchase, and I did not make the purchase. I have no interest in this. I'm 60 years old. I don't want any of this stuff.
So I'm looking at your account, ma'am. Two things to say to you, please, Ms. Mary. I'm so sorry that it's happened the way it's happened. I've actually been in your shoes before, so I do understand where you're coming from. But I'll say this to you. Number one, go to the company and go through the procedure of dealing with the company to get a refund. When you but now that you've done the dispute, what I'm saying is that our account now is frozen. I can't do anything because this is considered between you and the bank now.
And the bank charged my card for me, and they took it off my card. After I disputed it, they turned around and took the money back off again.
That's what I'm trying to say to you. Once you make that official dispute, it's in the bank's hands, and even companies, our company and any company, they have to pay to, like, there's a legal investigation. So just letting you know, for the customer, it's often best with the company to work out the money.
Well, they just told me they can't help me, that I have to figure it out on my own. So I just Googled on this paper, because usually when you use your credit card, it has the address and phone number of the company that you're purchasing from.
Yes, ma'am.
This had nothing for Modern Living. I just sat here and Googled it, and that's how I came up with the number to call you. Because they told me they couldn't give me a number or nothing. So if they disputed it, how did they contact you?
Every bank has, any charge for your information, you are correct. Any charge, the bank has the company's name and number.
Right, and they couldn't give it to me.
We've never heard of that before.
I'm so ticked off. It's not funny.
Yeah, right now, Ms. Mary, we've never heard that before. We've always heard the bank will assist the representative with the information.
They told me because it's been disputed and my case is closed. There's nothing they can do for me.
I said,
I didn't make this purchase. I just received the letter, and you know, the mail is slow nowadays. I just received the letter, so how can it be closed? I said, I noticed it because it's a prepaid card, and if I purchase anything online, that's all I ever use is a prepaid card. I go and I load exactly what money I need on there so my bank cards don't get hacked. And I know that I didn't put this transaction was in the way early as in the morning when I was sleeping. So I just told them I'm cutting their card up and I'm going to mail it to them. I'm so pissed at them.
These, I repeat myself that when you're online, when you're online, you can push a button or do a survey and not know that you are also going into a membership or a subscription because it's called a bundle. And the terms and conditions say something about that. And if you don't read the terms and conditions.
At 7 o'clock in the morning, I was sleeping. So how do I try to work this out through whoever you have this account from? Because I didn't make this purchase. I don't have no app on my phone. I didn't even know there was an app.
So hold on 1 minute for me. I do know the account is frozen. And there's no more activity on it, nor can we as agents do anything with you. Let me just ask about the app as you're asking me, okay?
Okay.
I'm right here. I'll be right with you, okay?
No problem. I'm just checking my phone to make sure there's no app on here, and I do not see no app.
Thank you for your patience. 1 minute, please. I'm trying to see if there's anything I can say to you at this point regarding.
I went through my whole phone.
Yeah. You went, say it again now.
I went through my phone. There's no app there. I just wanted to make sure I was right.
No, ma'am. You would not have the app. You would have received an email.
Okay.
That gave instructions about downloading the app.
Right. No, I didn't get no email.
Right. So that's where we stand. Okay. So I'm getting a response about that in the moment. Again, because it's a closed and a frozen account.
You can't see nothing.
Yeah, that's the challenge I'm having here. And have you checked for the app name in your email?
Yeah, I don't have nothing in it. I check my email every day.
And this junk and spam social and promotions email folders?
Yeah, because I delete all of them out so my phone doesn't get bogged down. That's why I was confused, you know what I mean? And I told them through my credit card, I said, nothing's even showed up at my door or my mailbox, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know it was an app.
Okay. So, wow. There is no information I can reach for you regarding this.
Right.
I'm so sorry. So
I was just trying, I'm just trying to figure out how to get my $59.89 back that they took off my card.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That entire process, by the time the chargeback happens, ma'am, everything mm-hmm. is between the customer and the bank. Where
okay,
the company
so I'll call back
putting,
and argue with them some more.
Yeah, the customer is, the company is put in that position legally, literally.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about whatever the bank is doing.
Right.
With the, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay,
I
will call back. I'll probably be out of the money because for something I didn't even receive or do.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Like I said, I already said to you everything in terms of future situations that I hope you don't get into, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Like I said, I was sleeping when this was done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Well, thank you for your help.
The best to you, ma'am. Thank you for calling
Thanks.
Customer support. Okay. Have a good
yep.
day,
mm-hmm.
though. Okay.
You
bye-bye.
Too.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye.